Good morning, a Monday morning. That means Yancey Roy, Albany Bureau Chief for Newsday, joins us. Good morning, Yancey.
Good morning, Dave.
We're going to start with COVID-19. Two things, the rate of infection and vaccinations.
That's right. On the one hand, the positive news is that the test rate positivity has dipped below 6%. That's the first time that's done that, I believe, since before Christmas, and shows that the rate of infection may be flattening after all of the holiday gatherings. But on the downside in the COVID news, many people are still struggling and there's a lot of confusion about how to get an appointment. Newspapers and TV outlets have done a lot of stories about all the frustration here. Last week, there was an erroneous link to appointments that was being circulated around, and people thought they were booking appointments, and in fact, they were getting cancellation notices. For example, on Long Island, 20,000 people who thought they had booked an appointment at Stony Brook University found out they were canceled. Talking to people, there's a lot of frustration. Folks saying it's, quote, like a job, end quote, to stay either online or on the phone all day to try to get an appointment. I mean, the good news is that means that people are very interested in the vaccine. The bad news is that there's still not enough supply and distribution to get everyone the appointment they want, and they're often having to book 2-3 months out to get those appointments.
From there, we go to a very important subject, the budget in New York. That is set to be unveiled tomorrow, although the numbers can't be finalized yet with what's happening in Washington.
That's right. On the budget, the governor has been talking about the deficit and the deficit hole that New York faces thanks to the pandemic. It's actually smaller than he's been saying. Legislators and fiscal hawks are saying it's now no more than $4 billion, the budget hole, that is, not the revenue hole, but the budget hole for the current year. And that's because revenue actually has picked up in the last half of the year and doing better than they originally projected when they put down the numbers last April. The governor is trying to maximize what kind of hole we're facing for this year, next year, and that's because he's trying to maximize the amount of help that the state might get from a Biden administration. But there's some things to look at there. You know, a lot of folks are talking about quote-unquote revenue raisers, which means tax raises and fee raises, whether that's through legalizing marijuana, raising taxes on people who make $1 million or $5 million more a year, or other sorts of stock transfer taxes. But it's all going to be in the mix, and it all kicks off tomorrow.
He is Yancey Roy, Albany Bureau Chief for Newsday. Joins us on Mondays. You can read more at newsday.com. Yancey, thank you.
Thanks, Dave.